In Northwest News on KPLU, this week we're looking at the costs of tax breaks in Washington State for our series, Where's the Dough? But if the term tax breaks to you invokes images of corporate mega deals to build airplanes, for today, think of something smaller and flightless. There's a tax break for chickens in Washington, specifically for heating chicken barns, but it's far from unusual. Like most of the 600-plus tax exemptions on Washington's books, it saves taxpayers less than $2 million a year. KPLU's Kyle Stokes has been pecking away at this chicken coop exemption, wondering who came up with this idea in the first place.
Even at 76, you can't take the dairy farmer out of Marilyn Rasmussen.
Hi, girls.
She doesn't milk the 117 cows she once did, but she still keeps a half dozen on her farm in Pierce County.
Oh, come and see Grammy.
They're a little skittish today.
Oh, girls, don't run away.
Marilyn's got a bad eye, bad left leg, bad right knee, but she still gets up on her tractor.
It's Jane Deere.
To bale hay. You can't take the state lawmaker out of her either. Rasmussen's a moderate Democrat who lost a re-election bid in 08. She spent 20 years in the legislature and does miss Olympia, but the ideas Rasmussen turned into laws came from here.
I wish you could see the mountain, but you can't.
From her farm and the house built of timbers from the 100 acres it sits on, when farmers would all gather around to talk shop.
You're sitting at my kitchen table. This table always had people around it, always talking about ideas. You know, what are our problems? How can we solve them?
And in 2001, the problem was propane prices. They'd spiked 75% from the year before, which hit Rasmussen's district hard.
Because at that particular time, I had lots of farmers in Pierce County that were raising fryers.
Fryers meaning the raised-for-eating variety of chickens. It turns out heating fuel is super important to chicken farming. Keeping the huge barns warm accounts for maybe a third of a farmer's costs, thousands of dollars a year. But skimp on propane because prices are high, and your birds won't grow and you could lose money. As a lawmaker, Rasmussen doesn't have many options for solving the problem. She can't control the propane market. She can't give the farmer any kind of credit. She says the only tool left.
We said, well, we need to look at some of these exemptions. See if there's something that we could keep our farmers making a profit. Not making a profit, at least breaking even.
Call to order the Senate Agriculture and International Trade Committee.
So Rasmussen sponsored a bill exempting heating fuel for chicken barns from sales or utility taxes. At its public hearing on February 2nd, 2001, poultry farmers showed up to support it.
In order for us to expand, we need some relief in some area in order to expand to make it cost effective.
A few lobbyists were there too, and even a dairy farmer showed up.
I do not own any chickens, and frankly, I don't desire to own any chickens. However, I fully support this bill. I think it's important that sometime we look at the whole issue of sales taxes on direct inputs into agriculture production. Currently, of course,
don't tax inputs. That is an argument you hear a lot about Washington State's tax system, and not just about farms. Economists will tell you it is a bad idea to tax something businesses buy in the process of making a final product. Since propane is an input to growing chickens, the argument goes exempting propane from taxes is just a way to level the playing field for the farmer. Later that year, Rasmussen's bill got tacked onto another agriculture bill. It passed the House and Senate easily. Only two senators voted no, and another tax break was born.
Thank you. Thank you very much. With that, meeting's adjourned.
But there's another way to look at tax exemptions that they aren't leveling the playing field at all.
These are more just favors to the best lobbyists.
John Burbank is executive director of the left-leaning Economic Opportunity Institute, but this isn't just a lefty argument. You hear similar things from people on the right, too, like Jason Mercier with the Washington Policy Center. For all they disagree on, he and Burbank agree at least on this much. The state's current tax system needs a total makeover. Mercier says the number of exemptions should be your first clue. Remember, there are more than 600 of these things, and he says you shouldn't need that many just to level the playing field.
We'd like to remove basically tax relief by lobbyists and instead have it just be that uniform rate to where if we're deciding that those rates are too high, it gets lowered for everybody and not just the one that has the best lobbyist.
I ran this idea by Marilyn Rasmussen. She sponsored bills for 21 agriculture tax breaks now on the books. So I asked her, do the ideas for these exemptions come from the farmers?
Or is it the lobbyists are looking around and they're going to the farmers and saying, we need to work together to put this into place? How does it work?
No, it doesn't work that way at all. No, you couldn't be more wrong. The farmers will talk to their lobbying group and say, we need to have this done. That's plain and simple.
The way Rasmussen sees it, farmers aren't getting particularly special favors. Agriculture saves about $280 million a year because of tax breaks. But $280 million in a universe of $12 billion in tax breaks just isn't that much.
So when you say tax exemption, so is that a nasty word or something? It doesn't sound nasty when Boeing gets it.
And yes, there are lobbyists for farmers, but Rasmussen says she's plugged in. She heard ideas for tax breaks at high school football games or FFA meetings. That's where she's listening. AstroTurf, she tunes out.
You get thousands of letters that are copies of what some lobbyists told them to write. Even to go as far as print it out for them and all they had to do is sign their name. That happens all the time. But if somebody called you, sent you a written note and says, hey, this is how it affects me, that makes a huge amount of difference.
Now, Rasmussen adds a big caveat here. That's just how she felt. Lobbyists didn't swing her vote. But she's not sure whether she can say the same for all of her colleagues' votes, especially when the political stakes of an issue are high. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.